Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have overreached in ways that have shocked their base. Their elites have put their butts on the line. Their reputations are at stake, all in their zeal to get Trump. Now, let me define reputation for leftists, because, I mean, they think what people think of them is their reputation. In other words, you know what I'm saying, right? What they want you to think about them. That's their reputation. It isn't who they are. It's what they want you to see. They want you to see them as non-racist, non-homophobic, non-transphobic, non-whatever, philanthropic, good people, always looking to do the right thing. And their reputations are at stake because they have no character. They only have what they hope they can make you believe about themselves. And on that note, Socrates said, the way to gain a good reputation is to endeavor to be what you desire to appear. That's the way you gain your reputation. Whatever it is that you see yourself as, or what you want people to see yourself as, live up to that. I can put that more simply. Be true to yourself. Thomas Paine, we know him, wrote Common Sense. He said, reputation is what men and women think of us. Character is what God and angels know of us. So, put simply, do the right thing. Don't think it, do it. The real meaning of reputation is this. You can't build a reputation on what you're going to do. You build a reputation on what you do. What people can count on you for. Going back to the story I told you about my kid and my monitor, I told him this. I said, I was never more embarrassed as an adult than when I wanted to paint my fence. And a coworker of mine, I said, man, it's going to take me forever. And a coworker of mine says, you should get a sprayer. And I said, I can't afford one. He says, I tell you what, I'll loan you mine. And he did. And I took his sprayer and I sprayed my fence. And I didn't clean it up. I didn't even know how, but that didn't matter. I knew I should have done it. I could have gotten turpentine. I knew a little bit. But instead, I just brought it back to him, you know, paint and all. And I just remember him looking at me like, I can't believe you took my stuff. I loaned it to you. I gave you this, and you didn't even bother to clean it up. It was a better lesson than I would have gotten had I have done it. You know what I mean? It was such a lesson. And I said, I would never do that again. I never wanted to see that look on a person's face. And I think that's part of the reason why when we take on a project here at the Kevin Jackson Network, I take it to heart. We're going to do it. I had one of my friends, he invested in something we were going to do. And it didn't work out the way I wanted to. I sent him his money back. I will never forget him. He sent me, now this is a very wealthy guy. He goes, man, he goes, Kevin, it didn't matter. I said, it matters to me. And he would, and we're buddies. I mean, we were friends when we first met. But in that moment, we became, something else happened. This is a dude who'll do anything for me. So the point I'm making is that reputation matters. And God is my witness. Huh. How many of you out there have I gotten money from? Willie, Dale and Lori, Mark, I could go down the list. Kirby and Kelly. I probably borrowed something from some of you. What have you gotten back? I remember when Melissa and I paid off Dale and Lori, they opened the envelope and they went, whoa, this is a lot more than we gave you. And we said, we know. And they go, Dale was like, no. I said, nope. Keep it. I know. These people listen to the show. So I'm telling you, it's a fact. I'm not going to, we are going to deliver because reputation is important. But let me say this, leftists don't care. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, they don't care. They are me with the paint, the sprayer. They look at you like, whatever. Won't feel guilty. There's no lesson to be learned. My son, I'll tell you, when I told that kid, I said, look, you broke my monitor. No big deal. Nothing is more important to me than you, outside of your mom. Nothing is more important to me. No object. I said, if you wrecked the car, what do you think I'm going to do?
Well, how much damage has been done?
First thing I'm going to ask is, are you okay? Now, if you did it because you were drunk and you were trying to speed or do something stupid, I'm going to be mad. But if you got in a wreck and it was just your normal driving, that car doesn't mean anything to me in comparison to you. Can I put this into perspective for you folks? America, what does she mean to you? Is America going to get dented, dusty, hurt, scratched up, whatever? Yeah. She's not perfect. Things that we do are not always going to reflect greatly on the country. I'm talking about we as citizens. We are not always going to be the best citizens of the world. But you know what? We're not trying to hurt the country. And what we'll say, what I can tell you is this. There is nothing for me more important in this world than our country. And by that I mean helping the people within it, helping the causes that we support, being a beacon for a constitutional republic that shines all over the world. Nothing's more important than that. And I know many of you feel the same, but the left don't feel this way. They're incompetent, and they don't care. There's an old saying, luck has been described as the last refuge of the lazy and the incompetent. But Biden can't even get lucky. He can't even get lucky and get something right. That's how bad he is. And there's another saying, one of my favorite, where incompetence is prized, it is ever present. If you will allow incompetence to happen, it will keep on happening because there are people... They flourish in it. Leftists love it. I told you, the worse you are at something, the more likely you are to get awards. Just be the squeaky wheel. Don't be the best. It's not about meritocracy. Leftists willfully display their ignorance of even common sense. They claim subtle science in declaring that men can have babies. Now, what kind of thinking is that? Is it lazy? Is it incompetence? What is it? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to come back and explore a lot of these stuff. I'm glad you're with me today on the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Would you be willing to lie for Donald Trump? I know I wouldn't. It's not even a take pause. Now, I get it if you go, well, Kevin, if you don't lie for Trump, then Biden wins. I wouldn't. If Donald Trump did what Biden did, I would not lie for him under any circumstances. We would just have to take our poison. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't think most of you would lie for Trump. If he had done what Biden had done, you would have abandoned him. I would have looked for another champion. Maybe it would have been DeSantis. Maybe it would have been Josh Hawley. Maybe it would have been Ted Cruz. Who knows? Senator Rand Paul. But it wouldn't have been Trump. I get asked all the time by leftists, well, where were you when Bush was doing this and that? And I honestly will tell you, I wasn't paying attention. I was raising chitlins, trying to be a good daddy, you know, a good husband. Not sure how good I was at any of it, but I was trying. I was out there putting food on the table complaining that no matter how much money I made, it seemed like we never made enough. And I don't know that I would have ever voted for Al Gore, but I certainly can tell you this. I don't support the Bush family anymore. There was a time when I actually uttered these words. I said I would be honored to meet George Bush. Not anymore. I look at him and I go, he was part of the establishment. He was part of, look at what this man has done. I wasn't plugged in, but here's what I can tell you. If I made a mistake, I'm willing to admit it. I told you, mistake to vote for John McCain. In response to Barack Obama, he's clearly a better of the two people. But in terms of who he really is, mistake to support him. Romney, another mistake. And I remember years ago a dude telling me, he says, Kev, you think it's a big difference between Democrats and Republicans, man. Ain't no difference between them. And I was like, man, I don't want to hear that mess. I said, I vote for the Republicans for one reason, and this is why I did it. This is why John McCain got my vote. Well, that's not really true. John McCain and Mitt Romney got my vote because I knew how bad of a president Barack Obama would be. But always underlying why I vote for Republicans is a very simple thing. They freed the slaves. You get my lifelong honor there, but I don't have to support the candidates anymore. I can support the party. Now, the party's been prostituted, I hate to say it. So it's even to the point now where they don't even earn my vote in that respect. But I want to move on. I don't support the Bushes anymore. I can answer that question honestly. I can admit it was a mistake to support George Bush. It was a mistake to support John McCain. And it was a mistake to support Mitt Romney. And it's been a mistake in many instances to follow the Republican Party thinking. These are people that are going to help us get things put right. I no longer follow them. And I told you, it was 2012, the day after Barack Obama got reelected. I made a solemn vow before God and everybody, I will not follow the Republican Party. They can follow me. I'll teach them what real leadership is about. Democrats will lie, folks, to cover for their sorry butts, and they do it with ease. Friends, we have at least four stories of the century, all involving Democrats. At least. I won't even include Hillary Clinton lying about Trump and starting Russian collusion, but let me give you four stories of the century. COVID lies. That's one. COVID vax lies. That's two. The stolen election of 2020 and 2022. Biden's mental health. What else? Oh, let's go for a fifth. Biden, head of a crime family. These are all stories of the century. But see, Biden's mental health kind of goes in with cheating in 2020. Why would you put a moron, a brain dead moron, into office? Those are, take any one of those, and you would be getting Pulitzer Prizes if you went into any depth on them, and we had an actual journalism. Before we get into Austin, what's his name? Jack something. The guy who's going to, special prosecutor trying to bring case against Trump. I saw this tweet. The two DOJ lawyers handling the case against Trump for January 6th and attempts to overturn 2020 elections are the same DOJ lawyers who declined to prosecute Andy McCabe for lying under oath. Never mind his own role in the 2016 election interference. This is who is going to adjudicate for Donald Trump, or this particular case. These are the ones handling the case. You think Trump's going to get a fair take? Of course not. Anyway, Alan Dershowitz was commenting about Jack Smith. Harvard law professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz said that under his own fraud standard, special counsel Jack Smith could be indicted for omitting a key portion of then-President Donald Trump's speech in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. I love this. Jack Smith is going to hang himself. And I told you we were going to make a movie about Trump being a God watching over him was a comedy. And I can't write this stuff. The idea was every time the Democrats think they got Trump, God was like, hold my beer. You know, and he just goes and delivers, you know, fire and brimstone on the Democrats. The indictment charges, they say, Trump with four counts, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S., but in a portion recounting Trump's speech at a Stop the Steal rally, Smith repeats the errors made by House Democrats in Trump's second impeachment trial. He focuses on Trump's use of the phrase, fight like hell, and omits a sentence highlighted by Trump's defense team. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol to be peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard, How do you leave that out? By the way, there's much more exculpatory evidence besides this. Dershowitz told Megyn Kelly on a podcast that by his own standards, Smith could be charged with fraud because of his omission of the peaceful part of the rhetoric. And he should be charged with fraud. Under the indictment itself, he says he could be indicted. He told a direct lie in this indictment. He purported to describe the speech that Trump made on January 6th, and he left out the key words when President Trump said, I want you to demonstrate peacefully and patriotically. It's a lie by omission. We all know it. The fact that Smith repeated the error of the House impeachment managers would appear deliberate because these phrases were the crux of Trump's Senate trial. Trump's lawyers even played the footage of Democrats using similar fight rhetoric to show its own common usage. But then again, we know that this is not about Trump's innocence or guilt. It's about keeping Trump busy and in the public eye as a negative.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA News Update. One of the largest ever lottery paydays up for grabs in the next Mega Millions drawing. Tonight's jackpot now estimated at just over $1.5 billion. A Colorado law that would have raised the age for all gun purchases to 21 years old has been put on hold by a federal judge. Scientists officially labeling July as the hottest month recorded in world history. Lawyers for President Trump pushing back on a protective order request in his election interference case. That order filed by the Department of Justice. Trump's lawyers saying that it violates the First Amendment. At least two people are dead after severe storms slammed the eastern U.S. yesterday. More than a million people lost power. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats don't play things through to the bitter end. And Jack Smith, I believe, has really gotten the Democrats in trouble. Now, part of it is, and we just talked earlier about Dershowitz saying his own indictment could land him in trouble. I find that funny. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So, his own indictment could get him into trouble. And there's other aspects of this that are even bigger. And people have alluded to it. We may have even played it earlier, but here's where Trump's attorney brings it up in that conversation he's had with Brett Baer. It's not a great audio, but you'll still be able to hear it.
What's the pushback to that? Very easy and very simple. It's not just issues of fraud. It's also the fact that procedures were changed. Undeniably so, that procedures at the state level were changed without the ability of the legislature to weigh in. And what President Trump was raising when he asked Vice President Pence to send it back to the state legislatures was to give the legislature in each state of those contested states one last chance to make a determination. Because the reality is that the state legislatures in every state has the ultimate responsibility for qualifying electors. So what Mr. Trump did was exactly constitutionally precise and in order. There was nothing legal about that, and he was required to take steps as President of the United States to ensure that that election was held in a valid way. All of that now is being criminalized. The one thing I will say, though, in 2020, Mr. Trump's campaign had a few weeks to gear up and present evidence, and it was very difficult. We now have the ability in this case to issue our own subpoenas, and we will relitigate every single issue in the 2020 election in the context of this litigation. It gives President Trump an opportunity that he has never had before, which is to have subpoena power since January 6th in a way that can be exercised in federal court.
Now, when I heard that, I went, wow, that's a big potential can of worms. And I agree wholeheartedly with him that now Donald Trump with subpoena power can say, I'm going to show people all the records. I'm going to subpoena everybody from Pennsylvania to Georgia to every. I mean, what a Pandora's box this guy has given to the Trump team. Welcome back. Now, there's a lady, I don't know who she is. I've never heard of her until I saw this clip. Her name is Jan Halper Hayes. She doubles down on this is a mistake. So I'll let you listen to this clip and you can decide for yourselves.
In the studio, good to see you as always.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. There's so many people putting this down as a political conspiracy theory, but actually there are real questions to be answered here.
There are?
Yeah, of course there are. Of course there are.
What he's being accused of, but what part do you think is to answer that the 2020 election is going to be re-litigated because of this? They've made a huge, huge mistake with this one. Because even though we thought what was going to happen was they were going to go after him for treason or sedition, but they did criminally charge him, but they didn't go to that extreme. As a result, he has due process, so he can subpoena people and bring things in. Now, let me say something about this 2020 election, is that Biden is a legitimate president, but he's a legitimate president of what is now the bankrupt U.S. corporation. And that was a treaty in 1871. Well, on September 12, 2018, Trump created an executive order. Within that, he outlined in future elections any kind of foreign or domestic interference, specifically for the 2020 election. So we say, how did he know some of these things were going to happen? Election integrity on both sides of the aisle is tough. It's really tough. But what this has done is it's opened the door for Trump to present his case.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Because, I mean, what we see on this side of the pond is a very difficult situation where the legal system is politicized in the United States, which is abhorrent to us over here. So the fact that Trump can subpoena, some people saying it's a mistake by Jack Smith, but actually he can subpoena, people can actually see evidence from both sides. That's a sensible move.
Exactly. And it's a great mistake by Jack Smith that he's done that.
There are a couple of interesting points in that discussion. Number one, it's being held in Britain. And the man, he considers everything we're doing conspiracy theory. Like, what's Trump? You know, it's we know there's no cheating is what he believes as a Brit. And the lady who's against him, if you see the entire clip, she's like, well, I know how you think, but he says something at the end. He goes, there are many people who believe that Jack Smith made a mistake. This is a guy who's not on Trump's side, and he's saying that he believes, he's hearing from other people, and this is in the UK, that Jack Smith has made a mistake. I don't know what solicitors he's talked to, or what attorneys in the States, but he knows Jack Smith has made a mistake. And the big deal is they can subpoena. And so I'm hopeful. I don't know what Trump's legal team has up its sleeve, but here's what I can tell you. If Donald Trump can relitigate some of these issues as they relate to the 2020 election, and show, you know, I don't know what the voter rolls were, but 100% voter rolls over here, Mickey Mouse over here, no signatures over here, what the post office did in terms of first time in history not keeping data for months or whatever length of time they were supposed to, only keeping it like a week or so. The stuff from 2000 mules. I mean, I've looked at all the election integrity stuff. If I were the Democrats, I'd be looking for a way out. So I find it interesting that on its surface, Jack Smith has left a reason for Trump to get this thing easily dismissed just because Jack Smith didn't give all the data. The second thing he didn't do, he didn't list the co-conspirators. I read this. I don't know what it means, but if you're going to put an indictment in, you're going to say, well, it was Trump and his co-conspirators. Well, who are they? Now, we found out who they were because I think one of the mediaite or somebody broke the story and said they were all Trump's attorneys. Well, think about that. And we covered it, I think, earlier in another broadcast where I said, So you can't have attorney-client privilege, and if your attorney is working on a case of something that you don't believe that's against the narrative of the left, you're guilty of sedition? What are you supposed to do with your attorneys? Work to prove the other side is that's against you? You're supposed to work for them? This thing has so many gaping holes, and I literally called this particular program today leftist incompetence. Are you trying to be incompetent? I mean, what is it you're trying to do? Are you trying to blow this case so that it gets thrown out, but you keep him in court? I don't get it. I'm trying to figure out the strategy. Now, part of me, here's what I believe, and maybe you can help me with this. I believe that they just want to keep Trump in court. But if you just want to keep him in court and you're exposing yourself to all of what Trump can bring out, is that what the deal is? Because he's got the upper hand here. If you're doing it that way, are you thinking you're just going to run out the clock on the presidency and he's going to spend so much time in court of his own accord that he's going to forget about campaigning? If Trump is allowed to introduce all the information that he introduces and it gets reviewed in the court of public opinion, I'm going to tell you right now, people will stop. There will be no more talk of, the election wasn't stolen. People will start to say, wow. It's like if you watch 2,000 Mules and you see all the data, all you can do is go, holy cow. You know they cheated. It's like watching this new movie about human trafficking. At the end of the day, you go, holy cow. This is legit. It's happening. What is the left trying to accomplish? I don't have an answer for that. But I'll tell you, they're in big trouble. And I'm going to remind you of this. I want you out there explaining to people, what is Jack Smith trying to do? A guy that only gave part of the information. Think about what they did in Charlottesville. Oh, Donald Trump, he called the neo-Nazis good people. When his comment was, there are good people on both sides of this issue, and he decries white supremacists, white nationalists, neo-Nazis. But they don't finish it. They only want you to hear that piece that they want you to hear. And then they say, Trump stokes violence. Well, I know who stokes violence because I have a friend, Ken Gladney, that got beat up by SEIU for no other reason than trying to sell Gadsden flags. And hardly anybody mentions his name. Certainly not on the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Dan Goldman is the new Adam Schiff, the left's disinformation officer for sure. a product of the Democratic Party's misinformation campaign, and he might as well be on the payroll for the Biden family. As I watch his interviews, I wonder, when did he start working for the Bidens? Or maybe he's the lawyer that's representing the Biden crime family. Holy mother of jive, can this guy spin a tail? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We've documented Goldman's spin on Joe Biden's declaration that he never discussed his business with his son, Hunter, or other family members. And we have clinically dissected Biden's other lie about having never taken a single penny from overseas companies. Both are lies. Blatant, in-your-face lies. Now, I want to remind you, when Devin Archer was going to finish his testimony, Goldman said, release the transcripts. You release the transcripts. Do we have the clip?
The Republican head of the Oversight Committee issued this statement that reads in part, Devin Archer's testimony today confirms Joe Biden lied to the American people when he said he had no knowledge about his son's business dealings and was not involved. Joe Biden was, quote, the brand, end quote, that his son sold around the world to enrich the Biden family. In a statement a short time ago, the White House counsel's office said the testimony appeared to debunk Republicans' allegations. Democratic Congressman Dan Goldman was in the closed-door hearing. He joins me now. Congressman Goldman, appreciate you joining us. You said there was no evidence of wrongdoing on the part of President Biden. Do you think it was appropriate for Hunter Biden allegedly to be selling even an illusion of access to his father?
I don't think that's an accurate description, and I would urge Chairman Comer, rather than to continue to send out misinformation about what transpired in the transcribed interview, to actually put out the transcript, which he can do as soon as he wants, because I think anyone who reads that transcript, and I was there, so I can tell you what happened, would come away from that believing that Joe Biden had nothing to do with Hunter Biden business dealings, derived no benefit from it, received no money, and did not know about anything that Hunter Biden was doing, nor did he ever discuss it with Hunter Biden or the business associates.
Welcome back, everybody. So that was literally minutes after Devin Archer finished testifying. Goldman comes out and says, oh, mischaracterization, could call it an illusion of access. It is a mischaracterization because it was pure access. It wasn't the illusion of it. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. He says, put out the transcript. Show the people. You know what he was expecting? He was thinking, oh, they're going to delay it. There's all this procedural stuff. And you know what Comer did? A few days later, he obliged them. And he took out his arrow from his quiver, and he shot it right through the heart of Goldman's argument that the Republicans were going to not put it out. And you know what he did? He also essentially made a mockery of this because Goldman didn't want it to come out. In later interviews, now that it was out, Goldman switches tactics. He says something along the lines of, well, his testimony wasn't that powerful. I mean, he talks about 20 times that Devin Archer said that the president met with Hunter over a 10-year period. That's two times a year. Well, maybe it's two times a year too many. If he's selling access, he makes it sound like, look at the numbers. Your sheer numbers would means that there's nothing wrong. But what he doesn't tell you is this. It's over a period of specific years that we're concerned about. We're not concerned about over 10 years. We're concerned about over 2 years. Hunter Biden conveniently, folks, called his father, or vice versa, more than 20 times. The 20 times is how many times Archer remembers. I submit that if Archer remembers 20, there are likely a lot more. Goldman claims that the two talked about the weather, while simultaneously claiming that the father-son duo became closer during Bo Biden's bout with brain cancer.
Could you just with specifics, tell us these phone calls that were as a matter of such discussion yesterday. Like, what were they about? What would then Vice President Biden say in these conversations? You know, walk us through what happened.
Right. So let's put this in context. Bo Biden got very sick in early 2015. He died in the spring of 2015, which was right in the middle when Devin Archer had his business dealings with Hunter Biden. At that point, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden began to speak every day because they were both devastated by Bo's death. They spoke every day. The witness testified that over his 10-year relationship with Hunter Biden, there may be approximately 20 times when in one of those conversations, Hunter Biden would put his father at a dinner, not at a business meeting, at a dinner that he was having if he happened to get a hold of his father, and would ask his father to say hello to whoever was at the table. And that was essentially the extent of it. It was unclear, and the witness testified, it's not me saying that, the witness testified that a lot of times, most of the time, Joe didn't even know who the people were at the dinner table. So this was just simply, this may have been Hunter's effort to say, hey, this is, you know, the vice president, this is my dad. But the critical part here for Congress, and that's what we have to make sure we understand, is that Joe Biden was doing nothing to benefit his son.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sure, you know, I'm going to guess here and say your dad always interrupts your business meals. And without knowing who the people are, to say, hey, yeah, I'm the vice president. And just checking up on my son because my other son's dying, and I just want to make sure my other son's good to go. And they do this at these coordinated time periods where Hunter just happens to be at dinner with his business associates. It isn't enough that they talked every day because Bo was dying, and they didn't talk every day before that, but Bo was dying, so they talked every day, and they were just comforting one another. They didn't do that before dinner. They didn't do it after dinner. No. They did it during dinner. So it's only circumstantial. I don't know what you're trying to do, Mr. Blackman. Are you trying to connect the dots on something that where there are no dots to be connected? Well, if Hunter got close with anybody, folks, it wasn't Papa Biden, but it was Mama Biden, as in Bo Biden's soon-to-be widow. And, of course, she was grieving and lonely, and there was old Hunter ready to fill the void. Wink, wink. Goldman screwed up, though. Goldman, I don't even know if he realizes it, but there's a video where he messes up. He claims that the two never talk business when summoned during these business dinners with Hunter and his associates. He even admits that maybe Hunter and his father just used his father as fodder to impress guests. With Joe Biden playing the unwitting rube. I just happened to call my son during the business dinner, and then Hunter used me. But as I said, he screwed up. Goldman did. Here's what he had to say.
I don't know. He picked up the phone at dinner when his dad called him, and he was at dinner.
Who were some of the conflicts of interest? Was Volkowski one of those?
There's no conflicts of interest with President Biden when he was vice president, and now? As it pertains to Archer's testimony about Hunter?
There is not a shred of evidence of a single conflict of interest of President Biden ever doing anything in connection or in relation to Hunter Biden's business ventures other than advocating for the removal of a prosecutor general who was advantageous to Burisma. The only evidence we have right now of any official action by President Biden in connection to Hunter Biden's business interests is bad for Hunter Biden's business interests.
How is that not a conflict of interest?
How is that not a conflict of interest? Because it had nothing to do with. It had nothing to do. What?
Why was it not?
It had nothing. It was not done in furtherance of that. It was done because President Biden has a tremendous amount of integrity and respect. And if you ask any of the State Department witnesses who have dealt with President Biden, then President Biden, in Ukraine and elsewhere, they will all say, every single one of the first impeachment witnesses will all say that Vice President Biden was a man of the highest integrity who only advocated on behalf of the United States.
Big mistake by Goldman. We will revisit this.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.